The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Undiluted Water. When you need water but don't want the taste of it being diluted by ice cubes or other elements made out of H2O, try Undiluted Water. You can find it at local grocery stores wherever good quality products with undiluted water is sold. Check Undiluted Water. If you love the taste of water, you'll love the taste of undiluted water. Try it today. That's Undiluted Water. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 82.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle. Joining me in studio in his normal black-chaired place, wearing a black turtleneck, pretending to be Steve Jobs with all of the style, none of the money, is my co-host, Jeremy.
He's not a turtleneck. You know why? He's a turtleneck.
As you can tell, it's clearly a mock turtleneck because it is seriously mocking the fact that I called it a turtleneck. That's what mock turtlenecks do.
Isn't even a mock turtleneck.
It's a fake turtleneck.
It's not that either. It's a sweater. It's a sweater. It's a normal collar, everybody. I'll post a picture if I must.
And also joining us as a special guest is someone who has come a very, very long way, drove a really long distance to visit us here, and came from Belgium to be on this podcast, kind of.
Specifically and only for the podcast.
Our friend joining us, Winnie from Belgium, also known as Nevrothren. From the chat room.
That's true. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for being here, everyone. And also in studio with us, but not quite on a microphone because I only have three microphones. So she might jump in and say something. Is my beautiful wife who is sitting beside me in our podcast. And so we might get some couple comments here and there. You want to say hi?
Hello.
There she is. Yeah. So this is the podcast where we share funny stuff, mine, yours, ours, everybody's, and we share your funny stuff too, and stupid stuff that is ours, yours, everybody's.
We like to share your stupid stuff.
Seasoning packets of stupid stuff to flavor your day.
Or night.
Yes. Or dusk or dawn when the music plays.
Or afternoon at lunch.
Or wherever quality products are sold. But speaking of quality products, funny stuff that's happened within the last week. Now, I have a story, but I feel that it kind of steals some thunder from a different story. So instead...
Well, why doesn't it just use its own thunder and leave the thunder of the other to the other?
Because this is one of the lightning thieves that Percy Jackson had to fight against.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
And I don't know why in the world a parent would name their son Percy.
Why not name him Wallady instead?
Could you just imagine like this big, buff, muscular guy walking and he says, "Hi, my name's Percy." It just doesn't fit.
Why do I see a future in which you get beat up by a man named Percy? Or maybe three men named Percy.
Percy's a guy from Harry Potter. That's the only person that Percy that's allowed.
Which really? One?
Percy Weasley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, he wasn't all that buff anyway. So.
He was a Percy.
Yeah. A Percy. A Percy kind of person.
It fit.
But I did have something that I want to share with all of you, and it's not quite a funny story from the week, but arr, happy Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr.
Talk like a loud pirate. Daggone. So, let me guess. This podcast is rated R.
I actually heard him doing that today downstairs, and I was wondering, what the heck is he doing?
September 19th, across the world, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
It's National Cheeseburger Day today.
Ooh. I like that better.
Would you like fries with that, me matey?
Wait, we had cheeseburgers. That's awesome!
Yeah. So my cheeseburgers now are internationally recognized cheeseburgers.
No, it's just National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah, but my cheeseburgers are now international. Don't harm my ego here. I want to pretend that now mine are internationally reviewed and internationally loved.
I didn't have
loved.
Any cheese on my burger.
Burgers.
Okay, just burgers then.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're internationally recognized, but not necessarily internationally endorsed.
They're internationally recognized within this local area.
Okay.
Yeah, of Cincinnati. Yeah.
So it was an international person?
Yes.
The burgers are quite good, though, I must say.
That's true. Endorsement on my burgers.
They get the flea gone stamp of approval, which probably isn't too good of a marketing tool if you were to sell them. But
I wonder what that stamp looks like. A bunch of little fleas around. I don't know. Jeremy, what is your random noodle update?
It has nothing to do with actual fleas. My update.
Per se.
My update. Okay, so last night I was walking, and I had become rather hungry, and I thought that, I don't know, I actually kind of thought that I might be hungry enough to starve to death. I wasn't sure. I knew I was getting really, really weak.
Were you in the desert here in Cincinnati?
In the desert?
Yeah, since we have so many.
Okay. No, that's not where I was. I talked to you a little bit, and I talked to Jenny a little bit, and then Jenny said that she said, come over to my house. I have some food for you. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. So I did. And once I had food, I felt much better.
I think my exact words were, dash this way.
Yes. the thing is, in the nighttime, some creepy things started to appear.
Yeah, Cincinnati is not known for its lack of creeps.
I suppose that's true. Not known for its lack of creeps. But, so Jenny tried to warn me. There were a couple out right outside the window of the house, and she tried to warn me, but I went outside and I tried to fight them. And
it was a very brave thing to do.
I thought so, but it had consequences that I didn't expect. One of them blew up. And next thing I knew, I was dead or dying, and there was a big hole in the side of the house.
Clearly. Well, I hope clearly. You are not talking about real life.
No, I'm not. You guys managed to get me Minecraft.
Yes, thank you to our listening audience.
Yes, thank you. It's already providing the comedic value that you were hoping for.
Well, so here's my update that I didn't want to steal your thunder, Percy Jackson.
Excuse me?
That... You were telling this, or you and Jenny were talking about this story while I was coming in and out grilling these burgers. And I came in, and the phrase I heard, do you remember the exact wording? The phrase?
I think it was, I accidentally blew up Jenny's house.
Which, coming into this with absolutely no context, is like, huh? But also, the context I did have is Jeremy was saying, I didn't know that they blow up like that, as he's putting our puppy down.
I actually felt really, really bad for destroying part of your house.
It is okay.
A big crater in the ground.
It was a big crater, but we fixed it.
Winnie, what's your random noodle update?
Thanks to Jenny, I had my very first Pop-Tart dinner.
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 We in America are known for our nutritional meals. Not.
Sorry.
Well, but you know, that's only fair because we learned something about Belgian waffles tonight that you told us about. And what is that?
Belgian waffles are not for breakfast.
What? They're also, what we think of as Belgian waffles are not necessarily strictly Belgian, are they?
Belgian waffles are not round, and they are fluffy and big, and they are eaten with powdered sugar or whipped cream, and they are eaten at a fairground.
At a fairground.
So we pretty much fail at the whole international breakfast thing.
A little bit.
The most international we get is Italian sausage in our omelets.
And even that probably is a misnomer.
Yeah, in Italy, they eat Italian sausage for dessert at fairs also.
I wonder if there's anywhere where funnel cake is called American cake or American pancake.
Maybe.
In some you weren't even listening to me.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
In some places, they eat it for breakfast. In Soviet Russia, funnel cake eat you for breakfast. And Jenny, sharing my microphone, what's your random noodle update?
As opposed to the Jenny not sharing your microphone.
This weekend we got to go see chickens in a chicken house, and one of them got loose. And the way they went about catching this chicken was just hilarious to me. They had this big wire thing with a hook on the end of it. And chickens are really fast. They run really funny, but they're really fast. So, like, this little kid was chasing the chicken around with this wire hook. And it picked it up by its foot. So this chicken was, like, upside down. And he carried it back to the coop that way. And I just thought it was hilarious. So this weekend was my first experience, real experience with live chickens.
Did any of them have their heads cut off?
No, but we got to take home some of their eggs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And if you ever doubt that God has a sense of humor, just watch a chicken run. The movie or a real chicken run.
I was going to say.
They are both blessed by God. I love the movie Chicken Run. It has inspired so much in my life. I love you, Chicken Run.
Wow.
I've never seen that movie in English. I've only ever seen it dubbed, but it's hilarious dubbed. It's all the different accents in Dutch.
Nice.
So it's not even Mel Gibson then?
No.
Oh.
Travesty.
I wonder if the British people have like a British person dubbed over Mel Gibson.
One would hope not, but you never know.
Yeah, they probably enjoy making fun of Mel Gibson.
He doesn't drink enough tea.
Or certainly not proper tea. But speaking of drinking proper tea.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We got some interesting stuff as feedback this week. And
interesting is the key word.
Yes, very much. Because, well, do you remember the guy who makes songs intentionally for people, encouraging them to wear pants?
What?
The guy that has the song. The guy that does songs to wear pants to. Remember
songs
him?
To wear pants to. I remember the name, but for some reason, every time it's mentioned, I have to be reminded what we're talking about.
Okay, let me remind you of who this is.
Pink, fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. I only needed like one half of a second.
Can you believe I now have that as a soundboard button?
Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
I could just put in a loop and it would be the song. But anyway, we got an email from our friend Justin Lowmaster.
Space turtle.
Yeah. And
in whose world was the house that I accidentally blew up part of?
Yes. Yeah, Justin owns the world. He owns the whole world.
Oh, okay.
So he says that, remember how we've talked about planking before? And we talked about this ridiculous thing of leisure diving.
Yes, but plank safely, my friend. Yes. I feel like I have to put that disclaimer on there because people are like, planking is so dangerous. But like, not on the floor. It's not.
Well, depending on whose floor.
Well, this is true.
Please plank responsibly.
Exactly.
Well, I knew this was going to come up. I was kind of hoping it wouldn't come up. But there's this new trend called horse manning. And our friend Sans to Wear Pants Too,
horse nanny,
fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows,
wrote this song for horse manning.
What does it mean? Should you define it first, or will the song do that for us?
You will learn about
this. This one goes out to Henry VIII. We're about to take photography to a whole new level. Let's go.
Whoa.
Planking's out of style now. Been through a while now. I'm seeing people even going back to smiles now. But we don't use those. I'm giving kudos to these two girls who blessed us all with the new pose. You gotta
disturbing.
Do it now. You got a horse, man. Find a good spot. Check out your floor plan. Gotta respect this. If you had a knife or a necklace, you could look just like this, headless. If you want a horse, man, this is what you do. Get a friend who pretend his body's part of you. You gotta look headless, headless, headless. And take a picture and put it up on the net, kids. If you want a horse, man, this
well,
is what you do.
That's a weird song.
It looks a lot cooler than planking.
it does. It,
you know, I'll give them this for credit. Horse manning does require more creativity than planking. Because, dude, you're a board on the ground. What is clever and creative about that?
Have you seen the people owling?
Owling?
Owling.
What is this? Look what the up. Hoot is this?
I hope it's a hoot.
Owling.
Your mom's a hoot.
Well, by the way, we will have that full video that you can watch in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/82. So owling, is it just spelled like owl?
Yes.
ING? Owling.
Okay, somebody in the chat room says, this song makes me want to put pants on.
Yes. Horse manning, by the way, and you'll see it in the video, is the art of sprawling your body out somewhere, not as a plank, but putting it somewhere like on a table, on a wall or something,
somewhere,
and then hiding your head or decapitating your head if you want to go for the full effect, but hiding your head so people can't see it. So you have to be very flexible in your neck. You hide your head and then someone else comes along and positions their head somewhere nearby. So you look like a body whose head has been chopped off and the head is sitting nearby.
Or the head has had the body chopped off.
Yes.
Which is it?
And I do not get why they call this horse manning.
I don't. Headless horseman.
Oh.
Got it.
Bingo.
It took me a while. I got it.
Owling.
All I could think of was horse heads in people's beds, but that wasn't quite right.
So owl. What the crap? Owling is apparently where people position themselves like decorative owls. We're looking at a young man on top of a refrigerator pretending he's an owl. And other people perched on playsets and perched on trees and platforms and weird places, and
apparently
it's quite weird. I'm not sure I'm going to link to it. This is not American racism or something, but is owling like a Belgian thing? Or
No,
is it a Canadian thing?
I saw Hillary Duff tweet a picture of her owling.
Oh, my goodness. Hillary Duff, who like was famous several years ago.
Wow, burn.
I don't know. Is she Canadian?
Is your mom Canadian?
No.
Okay.
Hey, the first letter of the alphabet's Canadian.
Are Canadians your mom?
In Soviet Russia, you are Canadian.
I think Canadian jokes are the new your mom jokes. I'm declaring that right now. So, like, you know, you say, you're weird. And instead of saying, your mom's weird, I'm going to say, Canadians are weird.
Yeah,
try that. I don't know how it really insults you unless you're Canadian, but, you know, if I do it enough, eventually I'll find a Canadian to say it to.
Uh-huh. So check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/82 to see that whole video about horse manning. And I don't know that I want to link to owling. It's better if you pronounce it differently.
No, it's not. Wait, I always think everything's better if you pronounce it differently. What am I saying?
Your mom's better if you pronounce it differently.
Wow.
Like mom.
Your mom. I don't know.
But that is, if you have funny stuff that you want to share with us, whether it's something that happened to you, a joke that you want to share, or something funny that you found on the internet, please send it to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332. And you can also comment on this story and anything else that we mentioned in the episode in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/82. Now, speaking of Clean Comedy Podcast, the podcast awards are now open for nominations, and we would throw hugs and kisses your way because we're not going to give them to you ourselves. If you...
I don't know how to do that.
If you would nominate us for an award in the annual podcast awards.
Sorry. You can't see it through the microphone, but I was trying to figure out how one throws a hug. I think I figured it out.
It looked similar to chucking hay. So when you see farmers, they're throwing hugs at you.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah, or baling hay, I guess, is the better phrase.
Hailing bay.
To vote on us or to nominate us for the podcast awards, go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards, and you'll see a screenshot of how it should look when you vote, and also the...
I haven't seen it, so I'm just imagining it's got all the other categories, and then Ramen Noodle's got top marks, and then there's some comment box, and it's like, this is the best podcast ever, and this is how it should look when you vote.
Unfortunately, it doesn't allow comments like that.
Oh, okay.
But what we do ask is that you submit all of the Noodle Mix Network podcasts for a podcast award, and the best way to do this is gather every podcast you want to nominate in the different categories and submit them all at once, because you can only submit nominations once. I don't mean just per category, but period. So it's kind of like voting for an election.
One ballot.
Yeah. If you use your ballot,
or
you
ballet,
can't go back and add things to it later. What? Yeah, so as you're playing ballet...
Spell differently.
I know. I was like, I'm misspelling ballot in my head.
Ballet horse manning.
Ballot. What? Gross.
We gotta make this
happen.
Oh,
wait, that could be awesome. Please. Please. Who's got a tutu?
Here's the way that we'd like this, is please submit the ramen noodle with the web address cleancomedypodcast.com under duh comedy, but then submit, are you just watching, under films/movies or movies/films, submit the audacity to podcast under technology, and submit Christian meets world under religion inspiration. And those are all of the Noodle Mix Network podcasts. And if you didn't get that, or you want to see a picture of what it would look like, then go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards, and you will see that there. And also the links are there too. It's at podcastawards.com is the final destination link.
When do the nominations end?
What's that?
When's the last day you can nominate?
End of September for submitting your nominations. And then voting, I think, doesn't open until November, maybe. But we'll let you know when the voting is open. So if you're listening to this in October, it's a little too late to nominate, but you could still vote for us if we make it into the nominations.
Nominate.
I'll nominate your mom.
Oh, gosh.
I always think of the Muppets when I think of bananas. Because banana.
You think of bananas?
Banana.
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 Nice.
That's good. Well, speaking of going bananas, Winnie, you have our featured story for us today.
Scary.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, no.
He means we can understand, but don't be scared. Right, Daniel?
Right. Nobody's going to come and explode. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Go ahead and take it away.
Okay, first of all, I have to tell you, I love snow. We don't get a lot of snow in Belgium, so when we do get snow, I love it. This was January 2 years ago. We had just had a week of snow, and the temperature was about to go up. So I was thinking, I have to go out for a walk, enjoy the snow. And so I did. I left about...
No way. Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
I had to get in there.
He just has to use that female voice somewhere.
Yeah, my volume was muted earlier, so I didn't get to insert it when I did. So, okay, so you were rolling in snow.
That's the end.
You'll show him.
Wait, what?
You played a sound effect, so that's the end. She's not sharing anymore.
So I went out for a walk and I left about 4 p.m. and I went out in my sneakers, which wasn't the best idea because I was walking through snow.
I've done that.
Uphill? Both ways?
No.
Oh. That's only American snow.
I went walking in the park and then the park leads to a forest and I was thinking, this is all very pretty. And it started getting dark and it's darker and darker. And I'm in the middle of the forest and I start thinking, where am I? So I come. I
were the creepers about to come out?
That sounds like a Minecraft moment.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, wait, does Winnie play Minecraft?
Sounds good. Now she's stuck in the woods. That's definitely scarier now that I've played Minecraft.
That's when you should just start knocking down a tree and climb up inside of it.
But I've grown up with these forests. When I was little, I went for a walk there all the time, so I thought, I'll figure it out. I'll know where I am in a little bit. And I come to this little, tunnel, and I think, I know this tunnel, so I continue walking, starting, this doesn't look familiar. So I call my dad and I tell him, I'm in this forest and I'm at that tunnel, how do I get home? And he says, you go that way, and I start walking, and I think, there's no road where I should be turning, so... I call my dad again, I say, there's no road where I should be turning. So he says, I don't know where you are.
That is so reassuring. and then you see Jeremy camping with a bunch of monsters from Cloverfield.
Cloverfield? Wow, why would I camp with... Oh, right, my old story. Took me a minute.
And by now it's 6 p.m., it's dark, and I continue walking, and I'm using my iPhone as a little flashlight, and the battery is getting lower and lower.
Did you tweet during this time?
Probably. I took pictures, and I was...
Did you geotag them? Because that would help people find you.
It's in the middle of the forest, so there's no roads mapped on Google Maps in the middle of the forest. And I continue walking, and I come to a house, and I go up to the house, and I ring the bell, and ask... Excuse me, could you tell me where I am?
That sounds like something that a crazy person, you know, walk up to your house. Excuse me, where am I? And for that matter, what year is it?
Who am I? Who are you? Can I live here?
I promise no one's going to explode behind me. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
I accidentally blew up your house.
Okay, that's a little beyond the normal crazy person. That's the Minecraft crazy. Or newbie.
Or Canadia.
What?
Canadia.
Oh, Winnie, better continue.
So the lady tells me, yes, you're in this street. Do you want to come in for some hot chocolate? You look really cold. And I say, no, that's fine. I'll just wait outside. I'll call my parents. And so I call my parents and I tell them, I'm in this street. And my dad's, he's grown up around this area. He's lived there for more than 50 years. He's like, I don't know that street. So he starts looking it up on Google Maps and he calls me back and says, we'll come pick you up. And they come pick me up. It's like 30 minutes later by now, because roads in my hometown are crazy like that. And I get in the car and the little sign on the dashboard says it's -6 Celsius outside.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's cold.
It's not as cold as in Fahrenheit. It's like in the 20s.
Oh,
yeah,
but still cold.
Yeah.
Wandering around lost in the woods below freezing.
And we start driving, and as soon as we have left the street where I was in, I knew where I was.
So you said, never mind, let me out, I can walk from here.
No, I'd been out for 4 hours probably. I was cold by then.
Whoa. So, like, you'd almost turned into a Winnie-sicle.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's one of those moments, though, that Foursquare can be great to check in to, like, there needs to be a lost location on Foursquare.
Yeah, but what's it's like, geolocation?
It should be the universal location that, like, anywhere you are, you check in there. But what'd be terrible is if it said, we're sorry, your phone thinks you're too far away to check in. No points for you.
Wow.
I get that a lot.
You do?
Well, the thing, for some weird reason, like, I'm right in front of the building and it says, your phone thinks you're too far away. No points for you.
You have a bad GPS in your phone.
That's what I was going to say.
Or the building hates me. They're like, no, we want him to check in over there.
Maybe the managers of the buildings hate you and they've set it up that way.
They hate their mayor. They're trying to vote me out.
Or Foursquare staff are just watching you on a special application and they're just laughing. Hey, look how far we made him walk this time.
On a hill far away. I need that as a location in Foursquare.
No.
Oh.
Too many junk locations in Foursquare.
I was trying to beat Eric on Foursquare all week. We kept having the same amount of points, and I'm checking into all these new locations, and he's in his general area, and he keeps having the same amount of points as me.
Hmm.
Our friend Eric Fisher,
yeah.
Eric J. Fisher.
What is Eric's secret? Maybe he'll have to come on the podcast and tell us.
He might have, like, sent some kind of virus to your phone that wheresoever thou hast checked in, it doth also.
Why are you speaking in Old English?
Because it's an Old English app.
What?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Maybe you accidentally put the wrong head on after you went and did some horse manning.
It wasn't the horse manning. It was the blowing up. I had to reassemble myself and it... Well, do I have a creeper's head? Don't answer that.
Oh, I think we just had our episode title.
I was like, oh man, that's going to be the show title. It exploded.
If you think Jeremy has a creeper's head, send your feedback.
Or if you don't think Jeremy has a creeper's head and you want to say all the lovely things you're thinking about Jeremy and how he doesn't have a creeper's head, send that feedback to us as well.
Your mom has a creeper's head.
Nice. I think that needs to go on the soundboard. Just saying.
That probably will. Winnie, you have probably achieved deity.
That was the whole goal of coming here.
Just to get on the soundboard. Yeah, our soundboard is quickly filling up. I have very few spaces, so I'm going to have to start removing things from it.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take your mom off here.
Okay.
She's not on there.
No. And Soviet, I don't know.
The Canadians are on your soundboard.
Well, we do have something special today for this episode.
Desserts?
Yes. This is podcast dessert specially made for you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
No!
I'm Sergeant Peck. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Arr, mateys, this is your Sergeant Peck speaking to yas. I've been sailing the seven seas, because after all, I found out that my brothers in the pirate army are not too much different than me shiver me timbers myself, because many of them speak my own language. Arr, I just learned that all I have to do to be a good pirate, arr, is add a few arrs to my sentences and say me a lot and me timbers. So here's a basic key for you, all ye bachelors and arr bachelorettes out there, is that when your timbers aren't be shivered very well, it's time for you to go wander in the forest for a little bit, because that will really shiver your timbers quite the amount that you need to be a good pirate. And another thing that you need to remember for being a pirate is, of course, the R. Insert it wherever. It's like salt and pepper. Salt and pepper works good on just about anything, arr, including your timbers. So shiver your timbers today with some salt and pepper. No, wait. Shiver your timbers by speaking like a pirate today. No matter what day you're hearing my savory advice, you go speak to your mom like a pirate. Because after all, your mom's a pirate. I sailed with her. She's cool.
That needs a disclaimer. Don't do what Captain Beckett tells you.
Wow, that was so on the edge. That whole thing. Oh my gosh.
Hey, if he sailed the seven seas, then he's probably seen the edge of all of them.
Yeah?
I mean, could you imagine being on ship with Sergeant Packett?
I can't imagine being in the same studio with Sergeant Packett. I never thought I'd have to imagine it again.
Well, now we know where he's been all this time.
So what was his whole deal? Was he just like, hey, I haven't spoken to the bachelors and bachelorettes in a while. I think I should tell them to speak like pirates.
Well, because today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. He probably wanted to inspire some people.
He's kind of a bachelor pirate.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's open for interpretation.
Okay, we won't dwell on that too much more.
Rest assured, it's probably an insult.
Probably. But speaking of not dwelling on things too much more, we're not going to dwell on this podcast too much more, lest we fester in mold and mildew. Ew. Like sometimes we do, if you know what I mean. So if you have your feedback for funny stories or things that you want to share with us, send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call our voicemail feedback line at 859-353-4332. Leave a comment in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/82. And please remember to vote for us or nominate us for the podcast awards. Put Clean Comedy Podcast for the web address and put the ramen noodle as the title and put it under the obviously comedy category. Or you could put us under like the best produced category if you really feel like we deserve it. That would be funny if we won it. So you can follow me on the internet on Twitter, The Ramen Noodle. That's TheRamenNoodle.
Yeah, I'm on that internet thing. I think you can follow me as a friend there on the internet.
You're also in the phone book, too.
Your mom's in the phone book? Your dad's in the phone book.
Actually, anyway, they're unlisted.
I'm sorry.
Where can people follow you on the internet?
Speaking of stalkers, twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon.
And Winnie, where can people follow you into the dark, cold forest?
Gosh. They shouldn't.
Good answer. Good answer.
You're going to make me say my nickname, aren't you?
I think we
found out tonight that you never pronounce it yourself.
It's kind of like just banging on some keys on some keyboard. This is my name. I never try to pronounce it. You can spell it, though.
Do I have to spell it out for you? Actually, yes. I prefer to.
It's twitter.com/nevrothven.
Woo!
It's NEVROTHWEN.
I like the roll on that.
Yeah. You should put that on the soundboard, too. And then every time you're reading the chat room, just say we have so-and-so, and click.
Can you say that again, Winnie?
No.
And you can follow my wife, Jenny, on twitter.com/Jenny's Nook. JennySNook. JELLO. Snook.
Snook.
Hello, Snook.
And send us your funny stories, jokes, funny things that you see on the internet, and all of that stuff, like we asked for before. And Jeremy, Winnie, Jenny, any closing thoughts? Words of warning or caution or advice?
Live long and prosper, and don't attack creepers near houses.
Don't run with sharp objects.
And don't blow up Jenny's house.
Eat a piece of chocolate a day.
Yeah. Aww, that's a good piece of advice.
As a Belgian, that is like so unfair. That's like a billionaire saying, you know, the way to happiness is give away $1 million every year. Wow. It's like, I'm not even in that position to enjoy it as well as you can.
Now, I don't think a millionaire should give away $1 million a year, because then that'd be like in 1 year you give away all your money. Unless you make $1 million a year.
Yeah, I think I'm
then you still give away all your money.
Exactly.
So if you want to give away all your money to us, you can do that too. $1 million, $1 billion, we don't really care whether it's English or British even. We'll accept all kind of currencies as long as it's got lots of zeros before the decimal point.
And it's real. Yes. We don't like counterfeit bills.
And when you are at the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, and you should go there because we have a new box on the right hand side, which is where you can sign up for email updates. And this
would be
where you can get the podcast delivered via email. But also, we're going to share a couple things through the email newsletter that you won't normally get in the podcast, or stuff that just doesn't transition well in a podcast, like here's a funny picture, or check out this or that, or what do you think of this? We want your stories and kind of stuff.
That's right. And occasionally one of us doesn't translate well in a podcast. And so it will be delivered by email. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, the Gmail man will come and translate it for you and give you some relevant ads.
Google Translate.
Yeah. So remember that next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Arr! Find more great podcasts like this one at arr! Except without the arr! Noodle.mx. That's noodle.mx, me mateys, or else you're gonna walk the plank.
Hey, Packet, I told you to get out of here!